This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. I'm Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've always wanted to be an actress. I've always wanted to be in show business. I want to be in the movies. And I remember when I was doing some acting classes, they asked what role would I want. And I'm like, well, I'd want more of a comedian or, you know, the beautiful love interest. They're like, okay, let's just go with comedian. Because you gotta look good for that part. They go, would you ever consider being a villain? A bad guy? I go, oh, no, I don't want to be a bad guy. They go, what if it pays well? No. I would not want to go into acting if I was the bad guy. Now, I get, you know, now remember, that was when I was younger. Right? Then I was, I think, a young adult. Or I was a teenager at the time. But, you know, if you make a few million, you know, being the bad guy, you can... You know, maybe you can, all right, you know, and I'll be the bad guy, and like Rami Malek, he's fantastic, but he's been a good guy in some movies. But for a woman, it's hard. Because if you play a witch, if you play, you know, the B word, you're like Devil Wears Prada. You know, when you look at Meryl Streep, and it's hard to see her another way. When, oh my God, I keep thinking about this. Who was the one with the Michael Douglas movie? And it was not Sharon Stone, Glenn Close. You know, Glenn Close in the, oh my God, Fatal Attraction. Was it Fatal Attraction? I can't look at her the same. Well, when the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial came to fruition, I love Johnny Depp. That whole Captain Jack Sparrow was just, I don't really remember 21 Jump Street. It was kind of before my time. I didn't really watch it. But Captain Jack Sparrow, I'm thinking to myself, this guy could do no wrong. Now, maybe he is a jerk. Maybe, you know, who knows? You know, maybe he does have his bad moments. I don't know. And the court case brought a lot of that to the public eye. But as far as I'm concerned, when I think of Johnny Depp, the first thought comes to me as a brilliant actor, cool guy. Same thing with Brad Pitt. When I think of Brad Pitt, he always plays the cool guy. He's always cool. And now with this Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt back and forth, where I think did she reach out to the FBI? And I'm not really sure all the drama that's going on right now. But the same thing is happening. People are looking at Angelina Jolie as the mean one, because, you know, when she's been in multiple roles, she's been the bad guy. She's been the good guy in a couple, but I don't think I haven't seen Tomb Raider, so I don't know. But I do remember taking Brad Pitt's side in Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I liked him more than her. I like John better than Jane. And I've always found Brad Pitt to be awesome. Handsome, but just, I just love his roles. He's just cool. But people translate that to regular life. Now, Tom Brady, yesterday. Now, I don't know if you saw Tom Brady, who, he's not an actor. He has been in some Mark Wahlberg movies. And, you know, he actually has a little bit of a little bit of a jerk to him, even in the movies. But, you know, he's still cool. I think Tom Brady could do no wrong. But yesterday, we see him again chew out his O-line, right? Ripping them to pieces. I'm not exactly sure what he said, but my guess is that something to do with, you know, I'm going to eat some carbs one day and poop all over the O-line if you don't get your acts together. And you know, he was screaming and cussing, and they got that. And I know a lot of people were like, okay, wait a second. I don't see him like this. This is different. This isn't him. What if it is? What if all these people you know, are jerks. I don't know if they are. I just love them in the way, in their roles. And again, it's one of those things where, yeah, Tom Brady's upset. He's getting sacked. You know, but people will defend him because, again, they have this image of him that he's a good guy. This public perception, this image is vital. And I almost wonder if anybody's going to be an actor, maybe what they need to do is just do the good guy roles if they get to choose that. Or produce their own films where they're a good guy. Because, man, if you're up in court or you're facing your ex, if people love you, you get that much farther ahead. And, you know, women have a tough time being loved and liked and being, you know, oh, they're so cool. And they just don't seem to get that sort of, which is why women struggle in politics. You know, people don't bond to women as they can with these male roles. And I'm sure I'm going to figure out what it is. There's something that I think we need to pinpoint, and we have to do it when nobody accuses us of being politically incorrect. But there's some reason why people don't bond with Amber Heard. Did anybody, you know, maybe some people kind of aligned with her and they maybe were able to relate, but Amber Heard was did not look like the, you know, the amazing hero that I guess she hoped to be in Aquaman. In the courtroom. And same thing with Angelina Jolie. Angelina Jolie has this sort of perception, maybe from her roles, that she's cold. Yet Brad Pitt looks like he's cool. Yet Angelina Jolie has done a lot of, world traveling and community work and outreach and charity too. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie fiasco. I guess Amber Heard is again bringing up to court. I forget what the word is, and I apologize. Appealing the ruling that she had with Johnny Depp, and then Tom Brady again. Just score. If you score, everybody's going to love you again. So that's good. But again, this whole Tom Brady Giselle issue. Are people siding with Giselle, or are they siding with Tom Brady? Now, Kevin Spacey, boy, people turned on him. Kevin Spacey's a brilliant actor. I don't know what the hell he did. Apparently, I think the judge threw out a one of the charges against him. But once we saw Kevin Spacey in House of Cards, and then we heard that he could have assaulted a minor, all right, there was no love there. So I don't know, maybe actors need to do, you know, the lovey-dovey roles so they get public opinion. I don't know. But it's just fascinating to me. 1-877-DR-ELLY.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the debate on do employers make too much money and employees not make enough, or are employees overpaid and working less and employers are barely able to get by, that debate will continue. Me having been an employee and an employer, I saw both sides. I saw as an employee I was underpaid. And I was, and there was a wasteful spending and money being made by the employer that I don't believe they deserve to make. On the flip side, as a employer, I saw that employees were wasting money. They were, you know, going through training, quitting, then getting the training, getting the licensing, and using what I spent for another provider. You know, it was interesting. That happened to me, actually. In my office, we hired a PA, and she asked if she could be shared, a physician assistant, between another doctor, who I actually had trained under, and me. So I trusted this other doctor, And because she had started with me first, she wanted to have me pay for all the the trainings, all the extra certifications and things like that. And then I kind of asked her, and I go, look, be honest, I'm not going to be mad. Are you going to leave and then go to this other doctor full time after I pay for all this? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, you see why that's really not fair? And she's like, I know. I felt bad about it. I didn't really want to do it, but yeah. So anyway, we worked out an agreement, but that sucks. When you're an employer and you pay for training certifications, and that could be in a salon. It could be through, I don't know, an IT company. I mean, there's a whole variety of things that require extensive training and funds, only for the employee to leave. So what some employers have been doing is, if they do put the money up front to pay for your training and then you get up and leave, you have to pay it back. Now, that might sound logical, but there's a lot of pushback from that, because it's, well, so there was a Washington State beauty salon charged a Simran Ball $1,900 for training after she quit. And, you know, having hair salons, you have to pay for their training. You pay for extra training. And it's expensive. And you have to do it up front. So you take a loss. And she was a licensed esthetician. And she said that the trainings were specific to the shop and low quality. Now, a lot of these franchises require training to their standards, which I can understand, because if they have a name and they have a reputation, they want to make sure people are doing things, you know, like the McDonald's way. Companies have a certain way to do it. So I get that there's training. But she says that the trainings were specific to the job, low quality, so why should she have to pay for it? But she quit. And so if an employer is going to be taking the loss, the one thing employers now are anticipating is the average person they hire is not going to be very loyal to the company. They're going to leave. And it stinks, because you think the average person you hire is going to stay with you long term. But that it's the opposite now. The average person you hire is not going to stay. They're not going to like the job, or they're going to move. You know, the old days of you growing up and being in a town and your kids going there. Now, I mean, you know, jobs, people have multiple jobs. They switch almost every 2 years. So employers are now trying to figure out, well, how do you manage that cost? How do you do that without, you know, racking up, you know, the cost of the haircuts charging your patients more? But there's advocates in healthcare, trucking, retail, and other industries who have complained to U.S. regulators that some companies charge employees who quit large sums of money for training. Nearly 10% of American workers surveyed in 2020 were covered by the training repayment agreement, a training repayment agreement. The practice, which critics call training repayment agreement provisions, or TRAPs, they call it, is drawing scrutiny from U.S. regulators. On Capitol Hill, Senator Sherrod Brown is studying legislative options. They want to introduce a bill to rein in the practice. He's a Senate Democrat. At the state level, attorneys general like Minnesota's Keith Ellison is assessing how prevalent the practice is and could update guidance. So he told Reuters that he would be inclined to oppose reimbursement demands for job-specific instruction, while it could be different if an employer wanted reimbursement for training for a certification like commercial driver's license that is widely recognized as valuable. So what they're saying is, if you're getting a license that you could use at another job and you use that first job to pay for it, then there might be some recourse for the employers. But if it's job training specific for the company, because the company just wants... And a lot of companies, like franchises, make money that way. What they do is they say, okay, if you're going to be a franchisee, then you have to actually pay for training by us. It's a racket. Well, then why should the employees have to be stuck? The employees don't want to go through the extra training. So it's I see both sides of this. So the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has begun reviewing the practice. The Justice Department, Federal Trade Commission has received complaints about it. So training agreements are growing, even though unemployment is low. And they say it presumably gives workers more power. Employers are looking for ways to keep their workers from quitting without raising wages or improving working conditions. That's what they're saying. Actually, I think what they meant to say, they're giving employers more power. But how I look at it as an employee quitting is very, very painful. Unless, of course, they're a crappy employee. And employees sometimes have to quit. And it's reasons not, you know, and for them to take on a cost, to take on a job, they're not going to want to take on that job if they think there's going to be that risk. What if they get sick? What if they can't? So I don't know what the answer is. And we're only going to find an answer if we really break down and look at what employers, and we're talking about small business owners, what we're looking at, you know, because, I mean, these rich companies, they aren't going to really get a lot of, they're not going to get a lot of sympathy. But when you have small business owners that have to pay for employee training and employees leave, it costs money to recruit. I don't know if you guys have ever put an ad out on Indeed or ZipRecruiter. It's expensive. I think at minimum it's like $1,000 a month. I'm not too sure exactly, but I know, you know, when we've had to put out, it's expensive. Hiring a headhunter is expensive. Hiring a, do they still call them that? I don't know if they still call them that. Yeah, but hiring individuals and then paying for their drug screen and paying for their background check, it costs money. And you don't want to take it out of their salary. But you could only charge your customers so much. And we have a huge inflation problem. So if we don't figure this out or come up with a plan, it comes. So if, let's say, the Federal Trade Commission says, look, we want to protect our workers, so we're going to do this. We're going to stop any of these agreements of training. Then you're going to have employers go, well, I'm not going to pay for the training. They need to be trained before they take the job. A lot of jobs do that now. They go, you need to have the license already in hand. We're not going to pay for your license. Well, that gets them out of it. This way they aren't paying for a license and then you leave it. They, you know, or they say, you know, you need to already be, you know, trained this way. Once you do the training, we hire you. So what's actually going to end up happening is it's going to now cause employees to have more restrictions. These agreements, you know, I know they're controversial, might actually be the lesser of two evils. Because what's going to happen is if people are quitting left and right, and it is costing, one of my sons had a job, and then he started school, and, you know, he had to concentrate on school. And, yeah, they charged him for the uniform, they charged him for, and I thought that was appropriate. If they put the money out for that, they just took it out of the paycheck. I thought that was appropriate. He got a uniform. He doesn't want the uniform. But it's not like you could turn it in and somebody else could wear it. That's how it used to be. He goes, here's my uniform. Now they charge, and I totally understand that. I didn't balk at that. I totally get that. But if not, what ends up happening is they say you have to buy your uniform. I mean, I had jobs where I had to go somewhere and I had to pay for my own uniform. And, you know, so I think things are going to go back to that, and it's going to stink because employers are already having a hard time trying to find employees. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. no more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Monday is a deadline to file a federal tax return for those who requested a six-month extension back in April. That's about 19 million people. At this point, it's probably best to file electronically if you're waiting until the absolute last minute. President Joe Biden is reevaluating the United States' relationship with Saudi Arabia after OPEC Plus nations announced cuts to oil output. House Minority Whip from Louisiana, Steve Scalise, says the president should incentivize domestic oil production instead.
This is like a childish temper tantrum that Joe Biden's having because he put Saudi Arabia and the other OPEC nations in a position to have more control over America's economy. It makes absolutely no sense.
Monday night's Powerball jackpot is worth $480 million. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So playing video games has been linked to fatal cardiac episodes in kids who have existing heart conditions. Now that's pretty damn scary, because if your kid has a heart condition and you don't want them outside and in the freezing cold during the winter, and you're fine, like, okay, go play a video game. The last thing you want to think about is that they could be at risk for a cardiac event. But the study is labeled life-threatening cardiac arrhythmia and sudden death during electronic gaming. And it looked at 22 incidents where children between the ages of 7 and 16 experienced an irregular heartbeat. They lost consciousness while playing video games. Six of the children suffered cardiac arrest. Four died. This is crazy. Now, it's a small study, But according to Dr. Shubhayan Sanatani, head of cardiology at BC Children's Hospital, he said, we still found a number of cases where children who were actively engaged in video games had a very severe cardiac event. He does not want families alarmed, and he said these were kids who had risk factors and underlying heart rhythm conditions. And it's rare. He said one in about 2,000 individuals. But if you at all have a child who passes out or has chest pain or lose consciousness, whatever, playing a video game, please, for the love of God, take them to a doctor right away and keep an eye on your child while they're playing games. Multiplayer games about war, you know, because people now are asking, well, what kind of games were these? Were they Pac-Man? Kids don't play Pac-Man, okay? I did, you know, 40 years ago, but kids don't play Pac-Man these days, I don't think. They're into Call of Duty and Minecraft and, I don't know, maybe even that. World of Warcraft, I don't know if they still do that. But there's all sorts of games now that are, you know, war-themed. And maybe it's the stress. They say war games like Call of Duty, they're some of the most widely placed across platforms. The thing is, though, is if that's, though, the most common game, it's hard to say if the games are caused by those. You know, if most of the kids playing video games are that game, is it coincidental? Because, well, that's just the most common game, or is it any game? So we can't necessarily say that, but it would be interesting to figure out, you know, what could have happened, what could have been the precipitating, you know, for the kids that made it and survived. You know, what were you doing? Now, a lot of them will say, I don't know, I was just going pew, 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 and shooting. You know, well, that, you know, but was it, did you lose? Were you on your last, I mean, we used to call it in video games, your last man. Were you on your last man, or were you almost out of lives? Or what was it? You know, but it is stressful. When I play a video game, I get stressed. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're coming from here, they're coming from here, they're coming from here, they're coming here. You know, I play my kids are shooting me down, and I'm like, okay, this isn't that fun. Anyway, the study is published in the journal Heart Rhythm. It did attribute the children's episodes to andrenergic stimulation related to the emotionally charged electronic gaming environment. The researchers said their findings raise questions about whether gaming is a safe alternative to competitive sports for children with underlying heart conditions. So basically, if competitive sports, we have to monitor them, do sports physicals because of physical activity. Is the stress of gaming something that's being overlooked in a child with underlying heart conditions? According to the study, they said, while competitive sport and certain high-risk activities are known to precipitate arrhythmic events in susceptible individuals, electronic gaming has not been typically included in the counseling provided to families with pro-arrhythmic diagnoses. Now, I know some of you guys are like, well, wait a second. Well, what about us adults with AFib, with Wolff-Parkinson-White, with thick sinus syndrome? What about us? Well, can it cause heart rhythms in adults? I think so. I mean, I don't think this is just exclusive to kids. So Dr. Sanatani stressed that their research was a fairly introductory look at an apparent connection between gaming and cardiac arrhythmia, should be investigated more thoroughly. And I know, you know, some of you have asked if this could be related to the COVID-19 vaccine. I don't know if they included that as a factor. COVID-19 vaccine has been rumored to have had some association with faintings, sudden death, and even though the studies haven't supported that, many people are concerned that maybe it's not studied as thoroughly. And I get it. I, again, as a scientist, you need to be open to all theories. But I don't have that data, how many of these kids were vaccinated, or did they go through the regular childhood vaccines, or if they're stressed at the home, if they had caffeinated caffeine drinks. I mean, a lot of kids that play video games, they to stay awake, drink Red Bull, drink coffee. Well, that kind of stuff could cause heart arrhythmias. That's, you know, and you might not know your child is susceptible, because if you don't regularly check your child's heart, you might not necessarily know. So I don't know. You know, I have two boys. They like to play video games. One plays them more than the other. And I am a little nervous, you know, I mean, they have a lot of schoolwork. Obviously, that's what they really should be doing. But, yeah, you know, I mean, I checked their hearts when they were younger just because they were really heavy into athletics. And I was a little worried, you know, as a doctor, you're like, let's do an EKG. And I was, you know, a little worried about them. But luckily, so far, so good. But, you know, our fascination with video games, it's not just kids and video games. How many of you guys play a game on your app? Most of us do. Most of us have some game or something on our app. And I don't look at it as an addiction because if that's what you use to go potty, I don't read magazines like The Inquirer. I don't buy magazines anymore. I just use my app. So, you know, it's a common occurrence for people to be hooked in to a game or playing, I don't know, video poker or video, whatever. But I think there's a lot of adults who are addicted to gaming as well. And they just don't necessarily, they don't necessarily admit it or they realize it. I mean, some of you, you're addicted to your phones. That you look at your mail all the time. You look at your texts. You look at the news. You look at videos. You look at memes. I mean, this isn't just an adult thing. The World Health Organization has been calling our fascination with these video games a mental illness or a gaming disorder and classified it as a mental illness. So to qualify, you have to have compulsive pattern of behavior that has existed for at least 12 months. The behavior affects one's personal life, occupation, or health negatively. So you can't keep your job because you keep playing your game. Once the behavior negatively affects one's life, the behavior continues or escalates. So you've been doing this for a while. You know, your wife's like, let's have sex. No, I'm playing a game. Well, that's probably not going to help the, yeah. Back on the job. Are you on break? No, I'm not on break, but I'm still playing a game. Some of you are playing your games while driving. I see it. I'm driving next to you and I see you guys playing your game. You can't wait till you stop your car? What's wrong with you? So the World Health Organization says impaired control over gaming, increasing priority given to gaming over other activities to the extent that gaming takes precedence over other interests and daily activities, and continuation or escalation of gaming despite the occurrence of negative consequences. So they want to include it in the ICD-11. And have treatment programs. And remember in China, they limited kids to only doing it, I think, 3 hours a week. Many of them do it on the weekend. But we get addicted because there's these games and there's these competitions, and you're like, well, if I don't win this level, it's going to hurt. So you get addicted to it, just like anything else. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 702- 562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, many of us have been kind of looking at our 401ks. I don't have a lot of that. I just didn't because I was self-employed and I was raising two kids and we had student loans. So I don't have a big 401k. I might have something, like I told you, I had something from residency that really didn't grow much. And then I have had something else when I worked for a university. But I don't really have a lot. So, which means I didn't lose as much as other people. But I'm hearing from many of you guys, you lost a lot. And they say that soaring inflation has wiped $2.1 trillion, an average of 25% off of our retirement savings. Now remember, these are all kind of calculations and projections. But it is true. If things are almost twice what they were a year or two ago, I know gas is. It's ridiculous. then yeah, that means whatever you have in the bank is worth less. Inflation means your dollar is worth less. So, what do we do about it? President Biden has insisted that the economy is strong as hell, and he was eating an ice cream cone. I haven't bought ice cream in a long time. I want to save money. I would love to go into an ice cream shop and get a nice big ice cream cone like he did. I think he also went to a taco shop and he tipped $40. Well, that's nice that he did that. Yeah, but we can't do that. Things are expensive. And I blame a whole lot of things. Not only his policies, but there's a lot of factors. This isn't just all Biden. There's a lot of factors at play. And we know this because they're having issues across the board. Some friends of mine went to Cabo. And when they were there, they saw that, they were being charged like a lot of money for something that should have only cost a few bucks. So I think the whole world is right now going through this, let's get what we can. And when you see, one country and another country and another country, then everyone's like, oh, we got to raise our prices because they're being charged more for exports. So it's a snowball effect. Conservative economist Stephen Moore and E.J. Antoni said that the balance of Americans' 401ks, it will, quote, ruin your whole day, weekend, month. They said inflation has been going at 8% for the past 7 months, despite the White House claiming things was temporary. They argued over the past 20 months, the average American family has lost nearly $6,000 in purchasing power. The average American 401k plans have lost a colossal $34,000 in value, more than 25% of where it was a year ago, to a total of $2.1 trillion in losses. So to me, yeah, I've noticed things drop. I look at overall things will go back. I think overall things will go back. What I don't think will go back, though, are the lower prices. I think stocks are going to go up. I think maybe our 401ks might go up later in another 10 years, 20 years. But I don't know if the prices are going to ever change. I think we might be in for, maybe it wouldn't be called inflation, but just going out to eat is going to be expensive. A burger at fast food is going to be $5. My son wanted to pick up some coffee. So we went to McDonald's, and he was looking at the prices of some of the food. He's like, wait a second. What are they charging? Well, it's because they have to pay labor costs more. Their supplies cost more. Everything costs more. So the problem is once somebody raises their prices, I don't know if we're going to see them drop their prices anytime soon. What we might see are sales. But I don't know because if people are spending money to change their menu and people are getting away with now getting $20 a haircut at some of these, cheaper haircut places or get $20 a sandwich or $15 burgers, they might not go back to a $5.99. Or a $10.99, or whatever they were charging before. So even though I think, yeah, there's a lot of rhetoric and there's a lot of back and forth in terms of, what's going on and who's at fault, I'm very, very nervous about what's happening with inflation because the one thing I notice is when the cost goes up, a lot of times it stays up. Now, again, if you could catch if you could catch any discounts, if you could catch any coupons. So every now and then I notice with my grocery store, you could get something pretty cheap. Like they have sometimes they'll sell cereal for $1.97 a box, limit 3 of them, when usually the boxes are about $4. So you're like, okay, maybe they have a surplus and it's going to expire soon, so they're trying to get rid of them. So you could catch deals. But for the most part, I'm looking at the other boxes of cereal and they're expensive as hell. So we were talking about retirement communities. We were talking about, having fixed income or no income. Social Security checks are going to go up. So there'll be a little bit of extra money, but I don't think it's going to be enough to offset inflation. So what do you do if you have a fixed income? You don't really have passive income coming in. Or you're retired and you only have X amount of money in the bank. What can you do to save money? Well, we spoke about downsizing. I mean, as you know, the housing market is going to crash, we're assuming, and mortgage rates are high. And, you know, if you are able to downsize or not need, you know, all the property you have or rent it out. I mean, sometimes you can rent a room to, a student or to a, you know, you don't necessarily, you know, you could definitely save money. Now, I'm not saying live with another person, another stranger, but you'd be surprised how many people are like, look, I don't want to rent a whole house or apartment. I just need a room. And I just need, access to a bathroom and access to a kitchen. You might have a property, or you might be able to, with your house, do something like that. I have a friend who has a basement, and she's like, I'm not using the basement. I could literally rent it out to a student. I'm like, that's a great idea. So, you know, as long as you know they're safe and, you know, can do a background check and things like that, because it's hard to have somebody that, you know, you're living with who's a stranger, but still. I think potlucks are a fantastic way to save money. You got to be careful of making sure they were, you know, cooked properly and nobody used bad mayonnaise. But potlucks are a great way to have a really, really good meal, a lot of food, and you only had to just concentrate on one dish. So you could spend $20, $30 on one dish, yet have a really, really decent meal when everybody cooks together and, you know, brings it in. In terms of entertainment, football. I got to tell you, man, if your kids are like, I'm bored. I want to do something, you know, and they already played outside and you took them for a hike and they're like, well, I'm bored. I want to play video games. All right. Get them into football. Football, it's free. Well, except for now, Amazon Prime on Thursday Night Football. But again, you could get, you know, just, all right, guys, you know, we're going to cook some food. We're going to, watch a game. We're going to, and I don't know, I noticed that it really saves people a crap load of money. So the kids aren't like, well, I want to go and see, you know, the next movie, or I want to, you know, there's ways to save money in terms of that. If you are a grandparent and you want to shower your kids with gifts, or shower your grandkids with gifts, and you want to spoil them, which I don't blame you, but you're on a fixed income, well, there's a lot of ways you could do that. Okay? You know, kids expect from grandma and grandpa different things than their parents. So they might not be necessarily expecting all the Apple, you know, pads and iPods and things like that from grandma and grandpa. They might really like the cool stuff. So, and it's tough to know what the kids are into. But it blew my mind that with the boys, while they were going through the whole video game thing, I could get them something old school, like a Play-Doh set or a chemistry set, and, oh, they loved it. They were like, okay, that's kind of cool. So it all doesn't have to be electronics. Well, all right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.